Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,313. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
woo!
And Mike Hawk.
Come on!
Montgomery!
Thank you! All right, the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes includes an air fryer and delicious onion rings.
All right, all right.
We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack, drink and drum.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel like butter. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Jason, who showed why you don't eat lead paint chips and answered 15 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Make a test to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home Patrol's head, away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,313. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we welcome in the head chef, Ted's Meat Potatoes. Today is all about the onion rings. We got on a discussion that just didn't end the other day as far as people telling us where the best onion rings were.
Oh, people have strong opinions about
that. So we figured, you know what, Mike's got an air fryer. He's willing to bring that bad boy in. Mm-hmm. I picked up some onion rings this morning. What better idea than to try these delicious onion rings in the air fryer, because you guys swear by these. One of the few things that we have not tried in an air fryer has been the onion rings. So
what I like is your move that literally do most people know. You also bought mozzarella sticks and are trying to convince Mike to leave his air fryer here overnight.
Well, so you know,
enjoy mozzarella sticks
Friday
tomorrow.
Afternoon, you know what I mean? If we need a snack, we can just pop those bad boys in. I also got some TGI Friday potato skins, which are...
For real?
Oh, yeah. Which are delicious, too, man. That might be the best thing ever in the world. So that, if it makes it the way I think it's going to make it, those are unbelievable.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be a great Ted's Meat Potatoes today. We've got the air fryer. We got onion rings ready to go. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel, and either you're playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, as we now reset the Biggest Dummy every year, we have Jason and Jesse. They are tied. Jesse last week tied Jason, plus 16 it took him. So
all right,
a couple of Big Dummies in action. Every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. And the last time we had animals in the news everywhere, from alligators, monkeys, locusts, bears, invasions happening everywhere.
All right, right.
One city in Thailand or Thailand.
Thailand, yeah.
Thailand that basically you can't go outside.
I mean, you can, but you'll be attacked by monkeys.
Right. So, and then if there's plagues of locusts all over, in Europe, in Italy, in Africa, you name it. I mean, they are everywhere. So that would be the other animal you'd have to live within proximity and deal with. And then we have alligators and bears, which we know very well here in the United States of America. So we figured, hey, if you got to deal with one animal to be around in all these kind of different situations, with alligators on people's doorsteps, attacking kids.
Outside of the elevator doors. Doors now,
right? Deal with one animal, and the results of our poll. The one animal and that you would prefer to deal with more than any other, that would be the locust. 15% said, you know what? That's the one I'm going to pick.
Oh, no.
No. I don't know if you've ever been around a swarm like that before, but that's a little bit crazy.
I just don't like bugs.
Mm-hmm. Monkeys was 21%, so...
Hey, where the monkeys?
Alligators came in...
They're gonna steal your fruit and beat your ass.
At 28%, there's a large population of Americans already live with alligators. Bears. You guys said bears without question. If you have to deal with one animal, 35% said a bear.
I mean, I get it in spirit. I do. But if the bear wanders into my house, then I'd rather have the locust.
Right. That's a fact. Now, today on our Men's Room poll, we get this little survey here, and it's pretty interesting. Someone polled 2,000 drinkers and asked what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did stupid stuff.
Sure.
Okay? Here's what they found. Which alcohol do you believe would be the alcohol that would get you arrested? If you drank
whiskey.
Too much of it. Whiskey.
Yeah.
Ted, do you agree with that? Whiskey?
More than likely.
Yeah. Seems fightish.
I feel like whiskey adds that liquid courage element more than the other ones.
Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most without question. Yep. Almost twice as many people said they were drinking whiskey compared to rum, believe it or not, in second place, and tequila was third.
Really?
Yes. So... whiskey, and then rum in second place. Tequila was third as far as getting arrested. How about if you were to be naked in public? They asked 2,000 people, what were you drinking when you got naked in public?
I would, for me, as a guy, it would be tequila, but I feel like rum should be the winner.
Vodka drinkers are the most likely to get naked in public.
Yeah.
A third of people who streaked said they were drinking vodka when that happened. It probably also has a lot to do with younger people prefer vodka.
Sure.
And, you know, if you're going to streak, you might as well look good. I mean, no one wants to see you naked when you're 50 years old drinking gin. You know, that's just not the right, that's not the right window.
Naked gin drinkers, yeah.
How about what are you drinking when you decide to get a tattoo?
Tequila.
Tequila?
Tequila or rum?
It's vodka again.
Damn, really?
You're most likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. 42% were drinking it when they got inked up. Rum was next to 21%.
Is this whole study done by 25-year-old women?
I think so. How about if you wanted to set something on fire? What are you drinking?
Tequila.
You're most likely to set something on fire while drinking tequila.
Knew it!
Over a third of people who started a fire while they were drunk said tequila was the culprit.
Also kidnapping.
Okay. And they also asked the 2,000 people that which drink do you believe causes the worst hangovers?
I'm going to say they believe it's tequila. My personal experience, whiskey.
Yeah, I'd say whiskey.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Tequila also causes the worst hangovers, followed by vodka, whiskey, rum, and gin, which kind of flies in the face of the keep it clear rule for the most part as far as avoiding a hangover. Because,
but I
as
think
you
people
know,
that drink gin, most people that drink gin that I know anyway, don't go in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Like tequila, it's going to be a long night. Gin, I'm having one or two drinks.
Okay.
My problem with tequila is I just have like a mental issue with it. Like, I know it's all liquor and it doesn't make a huge difference, but if I start drinking tequila, like it's just like, all right, it's going to be one of those nights.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's just something about saying tequila. People go, you know what? The hell, we're having a good time. That's what tequila means.
Which libation there causes the most blackouts?
Vodka.
Whiskey.
Tequila.
Damn.
Really?
Tequila drinkers have the most blackouts. How many a year?
How many blackouts a year on average?
A year. Out of these 2,000 people polled.
I'll say 26, so every other weekend.
3.75 blackouts.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Maybe I drink a bit sometimes.
On average, Scotch drinkers have the fewest at 1.4. So,
today on our 52, one a weekend.
Yeah. Today on our men's room poll, we're going to ask you, you're going to give up a type of alcohol for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, will that be whiskey? Will it be vodka? Will it be rum? Or will it be tequila? As far as something that you will never drink again for the rest of your life.
Can I still have mezcal?
You know what? No. I think it's still...
Nah, too close.
It's still the blue agave equivalent. It's like saying, well, if I can't have whiskey, can I have bourbon?
And they said, but I mean, like, this is going to sound really American. You can still drink whiskey and stuff when you're in Mexico.
Yeah, sure. But just keep in mind that all these kind of follow under an umbrella. So where would Fireball go?
Whiskey,
correct. I mean, if you're Jack Daniels, Jim Beam,
sure, all right.
Crown Royal, Jameson, all the styles, everything involved, that would be whiskey. We know vodka, rum, everything from spice rum to clear rum to dark rum, and tequila is the same thing.
Oh. Just a statement came in. It says, wet liquor causes you to threaten coworkers, LOL.
All of them.
I mean, for me, tequila's gone.
Really?
I really like tequila. I had some tequila last week, and that was tremendous, but I just feel like I'm much more apt to drink whiskey, vodka, or rum.
Well, for me, rum or vodka, the difference is I don't drink a lot of mixed drinks, but vodka I don't mind shooting. So I would have to pick rum.
Okay. See, I love a rum and Coke. I don't have them very often, but when I do, I'm like, man, this is a really good
drink.
But
you don't have it often.
No, I don't. And that's why I think I have to pick rum.
Yeah.
Although I've never had a bad time on rum.
Yeah,
I like Captain Morgan. I like Bacardi. I like it clear. I like it dark. It seems like with me, if I go on vacation and I'm not drinking tequila, I'll have some rum.
Well, it's typically but a rum sunny is drink, the vacation know? Drink because again, if you're imagining, yeah, summertime vacation, it's like, yeah, of course I'm going to drink rum. Like, I will drink mixed drinks on vacation for whatever reason. It's okay in my mind there, but like a normal day to day, like I don't want a mixed drink. I want booze.
And to me, tequila is the worst mixer in the world. So, like, I love tequila, but I just need to drink tequila as tequila. Like, there's no drink that includes tequila that I really, really like. A margarita to me is just okay.
A margarita to me is like, here's tequila with a side of heartburn. Just give me the tequila.
Exactly.
And that's, what about, I just had
Bloody Maria or something?
No.
Tequila Sunrise.
Mojito.
Is a mojito made with tequila?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was vodka.
That is a good drink. Okay. That is a good drink.
All right. Well, that's not the worst in the world, but there you go.
Yeah. Again, tequila, I just have a mental thing with it.
I think everybody does, but I...
Let me put it to you bluntly. For some reason, I have it in my head that if I have a couple tequilas, then nothing's going to work.
Oh, so you psyched yourself out of having sex.
You get tequila D.
Right, so I'm just like...
Is it the only one that does that to you mentally, you think?
It's the only one where I drink it, I'll be like, all right, well, just so you know.
Well, you just told yourself that.
You're
sabotaging yourself.
I'm just saying, tequila, you're out of here.
Why don't you tell yourself it's like the Grinch's heart on Christmas Day, like it's going to go 3 times its normal size and see what happens.
Right. It's like going to the urinal and thinking to yourself, well, if someone comes in and stands beside me, I'm not going to be able to pee. And
all of a sudden I would never do that.
All of a sudden the door opens, you're like, oh God, here we go. So there's your men's room poll. I think I'm changing my answer. I think I'm going to give up whiskey.
Really?
I think whiskey is the thing I'm going to give up.
You're a disgrace.
Why? You know why? Because I think... Because
you suck as a human being.
On the danger level, as far as my life is concerned...
Oh, absolutely.
That's the danger.
But it's fun danger, man.
It's fun danger.
It's like Evel Knievel. He didn't have to do that dumbass stuff, but he did it because he had fun. But he knew it was dangerous. To me, that's what whiskey is. Like, I'm getting on my Harley, I'm going to jump 15 school buses. Am I going to crash? Yeah. Break all the bones in my body? Absolutely. And you know what? I'll do it again.
Yeah, I think whiskey's got to go, man.
There's something to me about having a beer and a shot of whiskey.
I'm right there with it. It is one of the greatest things you can do.
What shot would you go with?
Right now, I'm in a big Jameson phase.
I would go Jameson, too.
Jameson's delicious.
Yeah, it really is. All right, there's your men's room poll. Give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila? All right, let's play the game known as Big Dummy. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Hola.
Brian, welcome to the program. You sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Brian. Very good. Brian, you got to give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
I was mulling around between the whiskey and the rum. Like, I like whiskey, but I turn into a real a-hole.
Everybody does. That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
And I'm already an a-hole.
I was going to say, you started out that way, so what's going to happen after that? So which one are you going to pick, Brian?
I'm going to go with rum. I like whiskey.
All right. There you go. Very good.
By the way, Ted, just a few comments have come in. Hey, sorry to argue with Ted, but Ted, mojitos rum. Ted, mojitos are rum.
Son
mojitos are rum. I'm not done. Mojitos are white rum. Hold on. They keep coming. Mojito is rum. Mojito is made with rum, by the way. Mojito is rum, Jesus. Mojitos are made from rum, not tequila. Mojitos are made from rum. Mojitos are made rum, not tequila. And then someone says tequila and squirt, which is disgusting.
Tequila and squirt.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian. Have you ever seen the movie Blues Brothers?
Yeah, I was young.
All right.
I'm going to say yes, but not really.
Well, here's your question. In the movie The Blues Brothers, what does Elwood steal from the gas station?
A 40?
Cigarettes?
Nope, nothing that good. Windshield wipers.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah, our mojitos are made with rum.
Yes, that's right. Thought I'd let you know.
Thank you. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
All right, what do astronomers call the interstellar clouds of dust? There's also a character in what's the movie? Guardians of the Galaxy. And Avengers Endgame.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Nebula.
Nebula?
Yeah, Nebula.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, question three, Brian.
Question number three. Brian, your energy level is unbelievable.
Yeah, what did you do? Did you smoke or did you drink?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Ooh, comment just came in. Mojito is a rum drink. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Here's your question. Zoologist Diane Fossey dedicated her life to the study of what animals?
Who?
Diane Fossey.
I have no idea. Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl?
Gorillas. Gorillas.
You do realize, Brian, that humans weren't alive during the era of the pterodactyl, correct?
Hey, anything could happen.
Actually, that can't.
All right, your question. What is secured in a ship's cat head?
Cat head?
Yes.
Ah.
Just think about the parts of a ship you know.
That's not one of them. A cat head? Wait. Cat head?
Yes. What is secured in a ship's cat head?
I don't know. The anchor?
Yes!
Oh, very good. You do know. Very good.
Right? Think of the parts of a ship you can possibly think of.
Right. Anchor's a good
guess. After an anchor, I'm pretty much done.
Game is up. Big Dummy 206-421 Rock, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Jen, are you sober or not sober?
Definitely not sober. Donor Jen.
Not sober. All right, Jen, you got to give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
I'm a whiskey girl. I'm going to go, and tequila sometimes, so I'm going to go rum.
Rum it is.
All right.
Definitely giving up rum.
All right, here is your question. When does Mary Poppins say she will leave? When does Mary Poppins say she will leave? I'm sure there's a whole freaking song with it.
When things are thick and span?
No, but when the wind changes. When the wind changes.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
It should be that way. Right, here's a question. Diazepam is better known as Valium, Xanax, or Oxycodone?
Xanax.
Valium?
Valium.
Jen, are you on a landline phone?
No. Okay. Why is it that? Does it sound bad?
No, it's got like this high end pitch going on right now. And I just thought to myself, I've never really heard that on a cell phone before.
All right, your question.
I miss landlines, though.
Do you miss landlines?
I do. I miss twirling the cord, though.
Let me ask you a question, Jen. Do you remember your phone number?
I do.
I don't think I can remember mine.
You don't remember your own phone number?
Not the last time I had a phone.
Oh, a landline phone?
But you probably remember the one you grew up with.
Absolutely. I can tell you all my friends' numbers, too.
I cannot remember my last landline phone number.
I can't either. I have no idea.
I can't remember the area code.
It was still
301 before it was 410 in Maryland. That was a recent.
When I was in Maryland, whatever the area code was, then my phone number was 340-5678.
Really?
Yes, it was all in row except for the zero in the middle. Like, this is easy to remember. I got this.
All right, Jen, how many strings does a typical mandolin have?
Five.
That would be the banjo. In this case, eight. And the banjo, they have five strings. You can play one for each toe. All right, your question. What is the capital of New Jersey? Yeah. Give us the state capitals.
I'm doing horrible today. I don't know.
Do you know any cities in New Jersey?
No.
I know a few.
All right, what are you thinking, Tim?
Well, I know it's not Hoboken.
No, not
it's
Hoboken. Not.
None of the beach towns.
Nope.
Certainly not Brick.
It's not Newark.
Yeah.
It's not Newark.
It's not Cherry Hill.
I'm like, what am I missing?
Come on. You know this place, man.
It's not the biggest place in the world, but it's like one of those little steak apples. It's Trenton.
Trenton,
New Jersey. Trenton, yes.
Trenton.
All right, Jen, your question. What deceased rock legend was known as the Lizard King?
He can do anything.
Wait, say that again? I'm sorry.
What now deceased rock legend was known as the Lizard King?
Elvis?
No, he was the Banana King.
He is the peanut butter and jelly sandwich king.
He was the king because he died on the throne.
I still want to try one of those.
Jim Morrison. All right, here's one for you. Umbriel, Oberon, Miranda, Ariel, and Puck. They're all moons orbiting what planet?
Saturn?
What do we always say, Jen? In doubt, when in doubt.
Just say Uranus.
Yeah.
They orbit Uranus.
Yes.
If you don't know, if you have
just
no
guess
idea,
Uranus.
Just guess Uranus.
It's always Uranus.
It is.
It is always my anus. All right, who did James Earl Ray assassinate? Who did James Earl Ray assassinate?
JFK?
MLK. MLK.
Hold the line, Jen. We'll come back with question number 8 and more of Big Dummy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Hear that, Ted? The cheese sticks will be ready in 10 minutes.
Get a little appetizer before the head chef comes in, tends meat and potatoes, getting some onion rings and that bad boy coming up. I thought you were going to do the cheese sticks tomorrow.
Mike said he wanted to fire up some cheese sticks. Why not? Is there ever a bad time for a mozzarella stick?
There's really not.
No, I think we're good to go. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we still have the lovely Jen on the line?
We do. Hello, right. Jen. Welcome back to the program.
Hello.
Jen, you're on question number 8. You're killing it.
All right, question number 8. Now, the previous question asked you, who did James Earl Ray assassinate? You said JFK, but it was MLK Jr. So, who assassinated JFK?
Oh, no.
Give you a hint. It was not James Earl Ray.
James Earl Jones. I'm just kidding.
Yes, James Earl Jones.
I don't know. You're asking really hard questions.
Man, I know it's in Dallas. I know there's a grassy knoll. He's at the Book Depository. But I cannot think of the name.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
The only thing going through my head was James Earl Jones.
I did not kill the president. All right, well, who killed Lee Harvey Oswald?
This one I know.
Yep. Made a movie about him. Just a single name. The movie, anyway.
Danny Aiello in that, I believe.
Might have been. I like that guy.
Should I just spin the wheel?
Ray?
Yeah.
Ruby? Jack Ruby.
All right, Jen, you're on question number 9.
Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad, you big dummy. All right, here is your question. From South Park, what is Cartman's first name?
Eric.
Okay, now you know something.
Too easy. Now we're in the wheelhouse.
All right. Finally got a category there that Jen knows.
I had a feeling she would get...
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Benny on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Sober,
Ben, welcome to the show. Okay, Ben, our men's room poll. You got to give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
Well, I've already given it up, and that's tequila.
Why did you give up tequila?
Yeah, what was the event?
Well, the last three times I got arrested, the only three times I got arrested, tequila was involved.
So you've only been arrested three times, but every time tequila was a part of the evening?
Yep.
And what did you get arrested for, if you don't mind me asking? Because that's what basically they say. Wait, say whiskey's number one,
right,
as far as what most people get arrested for. What did you get arrested for?
DUI.
Every single time with tequila?
No, well, I only got arrested for a DUI the last time.
Okay.
What were your other two arrests with tequila involved?
One was drunk in public, and the other one was a DUI as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You know, after work, I feel like I could be arrested for drunk in public at any given time.
I think giving up tequila was the right call.
I gave it up for 13 years. Kidnap one person to go, man, I got to rethink some things. All right. Here is your question.
It's been 8 years.
It's been 8 years? For some reason, too, I feel like tequila, when you give it up, it's the easiest one to stay away from, right? Because I would say, I had to give up whiskey. Within 2 years, I'm back. Tequila, like 13 years, and it was no problem.
Did you give up drinking altogether, Ben?
No.
Just tequila.
Okay.
Yeah.
My man. All right. Your question. Baseball's Kirby Puckett and his huge, huge ass played all 12 of his seasons for what team?
Minnesota Twins.
Damn. One and done. Very good.
All right. Apparently, he played for the team that described his butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
That dude had the biggest. He was like the male Kim Kardashian.
Who's that? Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett. He just had a massive ass. Like, every time he went up to bat, you know, you could tell the announcers wanted to say something, but they wouldn't, just because his stance looked weird, because he had that huge ass.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
bitch. Hola. Dave, you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm totally sober, my friend.
What was that now?
I'm
feeling
sadly sober, my friend.
Sadly
sober,
my friend.
Sober, Dave. I got you, Dave.
I'll take that big ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big chunky ass, Kirby
Puckett. Once was a man named Kirby Puckett. Good ass, so big you could... Hey, Dave, give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
That's a really horrible question, guys.
It is.
Yeah, it is, because, I mean, these are all, you know, great things, but I'm going to have to go with whiskey.
Okay.
Just because I try to stay away from brown liquor as much as possible.
All right, you're with it.
I used to do that, and in the last 2 years, I've gone back to the brown.
Did you drink some White Lightning?
All right, here is your question. Now, we know that Clark Kent is Superman, Bruce Wayne is Batman, Hal Jordan is the Green Lantern. Who is Clint Barton?
Oh, he's, Jesus, he's really good with the arrow, he is.
Yes.
Awesome.
What did you guess?
Isn't it Hawkeye?
Damn. All right.
What's his name?
Good talking to
Clint Barton.
It's a good thing that he went with Hawkeye. It's like the guy gives himself his own nickname.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just this. Friends call me Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Sounds more like a NASCAR driver.
What? Clint. He does something.
In
right.
A number 13 car, Clint Barton.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. John, team sober, team not sober?
I am sober.
All right, John, welcome to the show. No pressure, John, but all the players on Team Sober today have been one and done. Our men's room poll, give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
It's got to be vodka, hands down.
Okay.
Do you just not like it?
That was the first alcohol that I drank when I was a teenager. And when you get sick to your stomach on it, that's one of the things that you will not go back to.
Okay. Yeah. For me, it's just, it's always in a mixed drink. And I just like shots. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Although I would take vodka over rum any day of the week. Plus, people can't really smell vodka under breath. By the way, some of the points I Ken Griffey Jr. He had some junk in the trunk.
Not like Kirby Puckett, though.
No. And someone else says, we called Kirby Puckett Big Butt Puckett.
Tony Gwynn had a big butt, too.
All the baseball players are huge asses. Baseball's new all-ass team. All right, your question. The moisturizer lanolin comes from what animal? I figured it came from a plant. This was news to me.
Animal.
Mm-hmm.
Cows?
Sheep?
Sheep. I don't know what part of the sheep you got, man. What are you just like wringing their juice out of their skin or something? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. It bothers me.
Yeah, it's an excretion.
Nothing like rubbing something else's excretions on you. All right, what is the technical name for the hashtag or the pound sign?
Oh. I'm not going to get this one.
That would be the Octothorpe.
Octothorpe,
which was the reason it's called the Octothorpe. This is true. The guy that invented the symbol, Octo, because there's 8 different points on it. Thorpe, because he was a fan of Jim Thorpe. That's not a joke.
Huh.
Yeah, so he went with Octothorpe.
Hmm. All right, question 3.
All right, there's always debate about what's the longest river in the world. What is the world's widest river?
I'm going to guess the Nile.
The other one.
I'm going to guess the Amazon.
The Amazon.
Yeah.
That thing is huge, man. Thick.
It's got freshwater dolphins in it.
Huge, thick Amazon.
Yeah, those little pink ones?
Yeah.
They are weird looking, dude. They are ugly sons of bitches. All right, what TV sitcom followed the lives of June, Ward, Wally, and Theodore?
I feel like I should know this.
You should.
Before my time.
It is before your time, but
it's before all of our times.
Now that I'm on the spot, I'm not remember. Like, I know exactly what it is. It's not going to come to me.
Beaver.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah.
I was working on a mashup, Leave It to Beavis and Butthead, but I got turned down by all the major networks.
What did they say on that show all the time? It just kind of played off the whole Beaver thing.
It was always June saying, Ward, you were a little hard on the Beaver last night. It was a different time. Seriously, I mean, like that line would show up because, you know, he was the father. He had to discipline the kids.
Sure.
Don't be so hard on the Beaver next time.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, honey, whatever. All right, what country performer pulled himself out of the running for the CMA Entertainer of the Year, saying that it's time for someone else to win it? He's won it 7 times.
Country is not my forte.
Me neither, but you know who this
is. You know this guy. He's a massive, massive country star.
Oh,
Or a person.
Sorry, isn't he married to Gwen Stefani?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Tim McGraw.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, that was the other one I was going to guess.
Also known as Garth Vader, because he breathes heavy.
Question 6, John.
Would you be scared of someone called Garth Vader? Like, yeah. He's got the... I'm your father, Luke.
When he farts, does he sing the Thunder Rolls?
The Thunder Rolls. I wrote that. All right, what company makes slip and slides? They also make frisbees, Super Bowls, and trackball. When you were a kid, if your parents bought any product from this company, you were happy to have it. That was my experience.
Play something or other, but...
Are you thinking Play School? Be Whammo. Yeah.
Whammo.
Whammo.
All right, John, you're on question number 7.
Whammy.
Somebody adds, the widest river actually in the world is the sweat running down Kirby Puckett's ass.
Oh. Come on, man. That dude's dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, then he'll never know. It's okay. All right, true or false? The National Park Service would like to remind you that if you encounter a bear, please don't push your slower friends down in attempts of saving yourself.
True.
That is just sad.
Do you want to hear that?
God, again, this is true. The National Park Service, they have a sign. They'd like to remind you, and I quote, that if you encounter a bear, please don't push your slower friends down in attempts of saving yourself.
Who needed to tell somebody that? Who did that to the point where the sign needed to go, that just doesn't happen by itself?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You fast people have been doing that for years.
Oh, now, my understanding, though, they said more recently I heard something where if there's two of you and one of you falls down, the bear continues to go after the moving target.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't a situation. They were, I want to say it was a couple running. The woman fell and tripped. So the bear just ran past her and kept going after the dude. Good Lord, Mike.
Cheese sticks ready? All right, cool. Very good. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421 run.
I'm just shooting you both darts. Dummy! Like,
what?
Now you know. Yeah. Well, I'm clearly the slowest one in this room.
Yeah, but that works to your advantage, then. I'm just, well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go, Miles.
Oh, look at that.
Man, those actually turned out nice.
They did.
Because it's an air fryer.
Is that the whole box? Oh, cool. You got more?
Bite into a red hot.
Let the fire grease drip down your cheek.
They're still crispy and bubbling right now.
Okay, the fire grease. Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Taylor, you on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Taylor, welcome to the show. You sound like you got it together. Taylor, what are you going to give up for life there? Whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
Vodka, for sure.
Do you have a bad vodka night, or you just don't drink it?
Same deal as one of the last callers. A couple bad nights when I was young.
Okay. Well, it is the number one alcohol, according to the survey, that people get naked to. So it
rum?
Does, it, vodka. So oh. It does seem like it's a younger thing to do, get drunk
sure,
on vodka.
Sure, because you can mix it with other things to make it more palatable. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of quick comments here. Speaking of Garth Brooks, someone said, why is there not a porn star named Girth Brooks? That is...
Girth.
That is...
So he's not really long. Right. He's more
it ain't long. It looks like a tuna can, mama. But
it's a very specific genre.
Girth Brooks.
And then I think that's a great
name. Maybe there is.
And then someone else says, wouldn't you want to push your faster friends down? See, we need to watch out for you, Ted. Because you're the guy thinking, oh, I'm the slow guy. They're going to push me down, so you're going to take me down.
Ah, I like that idea.
I figured you would. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. What was the first living creature to go into orbit?
Oh, my God.
Dog.
One and done.
It was, in fact, a dog.
Yeah. Girth Brooks, he's on Pornhub.
No. There is a Girth Brooks?
There's a Girth Brooks.
Come on, let's see a picture of this dude.
No, are you sure?
No, yeah.
Girth Brooks.
All right, so Girth Brooks is into very specific things.
He exists.
And his name is Tom.
Do you want to have some of this before you eat your cheese stick, Mike? Girth Brooks, right here. Check him out. Look at this guy right here. What specifically is that?
What is what?
Most recent Girth Brooks.
To me, it looks like gay porn.
Yeah. That's what Girth's
there. Or an ugly, bald woman with a penis.
Why are they searching for gay porn while they're on the air?
Because his name is Girth Brooks.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Brandon, sober, not sober?
I am sober. I'm sober.
All right, Brandon, welcome to the show. Brandon, you got to give up one for life. Will it be whiskey, vodka, rum, or tequila?
I'm stuck between tequila and vodka, but I like margaritas, so I'm going to go with vodka.
Vodka's gone. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
like the rubbing alcohol of liquor.
You know what, man? It's like bad tequila. You don't want to get bad vodka. It's just not very tasty.
Yeah.
But I feel like the difference, though, bad vodka is usually mixed with something that's equally as bad. But bad tequila, man, when you shoot that, it's instant mouth sweats.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a question. What number of Downing Street serves as the residence for the Prime Minister of the UK?
Say that again?
What number, basically what address, what number of Downing Street serves as the residence for the Prime Minister of the UK?
Oh, 700? I don't know.
I'm going to say 69, just so your son has an explanation.
Since we start lying to him. It is 10. 10 Downing Street.
All right.
I get home last night, my wife says, hey man, your son rolls up to me, keep in mind, he's 8. Says, Mom, what's 69? She said, it's just a number, let it go. He said, no. Like, there's something more to it, like some kind of position or something. So she's hemming and hawing, and finally he says, is it a sex thing? She goes, yeah. And he's like, cool, hands off.
That's all I needed to know.
He never asked me that stuff, and I'm happy about that.
What the hell's going on over there, Brandon?
I'm at work, so I work in a metal shop.
It's pretty loud. Okay, all right. You work in a metal shop.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
He makes hair pieces for Ronnie James Dio when he was alive. All right, here's your question. Which U.S. state has the least rainfall?
Has the least?
Least.
I'm going to go with Arizona.
That was my guess.
New Mexico?
That was my next guess, Nevada.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know it's one of the three, right?
It's mostly desert.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All right there, Brandon. Can you hang on the line for us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.